The Patton family homestead sleigh rides have been part of the central Gunflint community for 20 years. Mark Patton and his wife Nancy started their business in 1994, offering sleigh rides along trails that wound through a winter wilderness landscape. Here, Mark shares how the idea of offering sleigh rides got started and how that idea evolved into a working business.
My name is Mark Patton, and I live up at Oconto on the Gunflint Trail. And back in 1994, my wife Nancy and I started what we call the Patton Family Homestead Sleigh Rides, based out of the campground there at Oconto. And so we started in 1994 with two Belgian horses. My neighbor, Dave Tuttle, who lived over at Bearskin Lodge, quite often would come to me and says, "Mark, why don't you get a team of horses and a sleigh, and I'll send my guests over to you." We decided, yeah, that sounds like a great idea, Dave. And so, long story short, we ended up buying a team of horses from a man, Larry Mutcher, out of just to the west of Thunder Bay. A friend of mine and I went up, and Larry showed us how to harness, how to drive. It was a real intense time for 2 days, but we brought them back to the campground. And because we didn't have any kind of a winter type of a program going, we needed some kind of a work, a business, a cash flow. And the horses worked out just fantastic, especially with all the little winding roads and trails that we had in the campground itself. And we decided to be a little bit unique and light our sleigh trails with lanterns. And we initially started out with about 36 to 40 kerosene lanterns. And that took a lot of work, but we grew from there.
The Pattons gave their first sleigh ride in November of 1994 with two Belgian horses named Cap and Chief. Over the 20 years of sleigh rides, they used a total of 10 different Belgians.
Sometimes people ask us, well, why did you get into Belgians? And I had done a speaking engagement with our youth gathering up in Thunder Bay, Ontario, and it was out at a camp where they had sleigh rides, and they had 12 Belgians. And as the evening was over and my wife and I got a chance to ride on the sleighs, we thought, wouldn't it be great to have sleigh rides? And so we just bought what was available, two big Belgians. They were 18 hands tall, 2,000 pounds each, and really big boys. And I was quite intimidated with them because up until that time, Nancy and I had raised 125 sled dogs, you know, all from 45 to 65 pounds. And now you got a 2,000 pound animal. What are you going to do when you need to discipline that? You know, it took me about 4 to 6 months to get over being intimidated by their size. But we soon found out they were gentle giants and became great friends, working companions with us.
Through the Pattons' 20 years of offering sleigh rides, they have hosted guests from 48 states and 50 countries from throughout the world. But some guests made a lasting and unforgettable impression.
When you think of 20 years of doing sleigh rides, over 2,500 rides with 12,000 people, it's really hard to pick out, you know, which might be your favorite because there are so many unique ones. One time we had a blind lady come. She was totally blind. And before we put people on the sleigh, they want to go up and touch the horses. Well, we took this lady up and we put her hands on the horses and on the nose and on the head and the chest. And every place she touched, she just said, "They're so beautiful. Oh, they're so muscular. And oh, they're so tall." But she sensed things through her hands. And once we got out on the trail, and it was just absolutely still and quiet, we stopped just for a moment to listen. And that's what we do with almost every ride because people don't hear the dead silence that's out there. And so we described the stars and we were looking up. And she said, "Tell me more about the stars." And then she'd say, "Oh, they're so beautiful. And she couldn't see anything, but she was just grasping what we were saying. So out of the several thousand sleigh rides, we've just had one special moment after another. And I get quite emotional about it because it's been such a privilege to be able to share in those moments with so many people.
The winter of 2015 was the Pattons' last season. Mark explains that with his son and daughter-in-law moving into town, it was felt to be a good time to bring the Patton family homestead sleigh rides to a close.
This is our last season, and people have heard about it, and they stop me on the street and say, well, why are you quitting? And, well, I suppose the number one reason that got us looking at this is that my son Jake and his wife Andrea, they've been with us for eight of their first married years, and Jake's been doing a lot of the driving in the last couple years, and they would like to move to town and be involved in other aspects of living and life, and so that put us in a position of saying, well, we really can't do it without Jake and Andrea, so what are we going to do? And then Nancy and I started to think, you know what, we really are exhausted. Having people in our homes until 11:30 at night throughout the winter, really haven't been able to have our own families and grandkids come during that time because it's just nonstop sleigh rides. And we just realized that as we're 63 years old, we're worn out, we're tired. And it's been nothing negative. It's just that was a great window of opportunity. And we just feel like, you know what, we're running out of steam. It's sort of like once you win the Super Bowl, it's time to quit. And I feel like we've won the Super Bowl. But I just want to express thanks to this community, the lodges and resorts up and down the Gunflint and up and down Highway 61 for supporting us. We couldn't have done it without all of your support and encouragement. We just hope that we have brought joy not only to you, but to your guests as well. And so thank you for the great opportunity.